We're very pleased now to have in the studio Alan Marcus, Director and Head of Investment Strategy at NBAD. Very good morning to you. Let's just have a listen to this clip.
We like the plan that has been announced in terms of balancing the budget in the coming years. We've seen adjustments already on the spending side. We've seen increase in energy prices earlier this year and plans for increasing those further. And we're seeing plans implemented for increasing revenues from non-oil sources. And we'll see that continue with the planned introduction of the value-added tax.
Obviously, diversification is vitally important away from oil. But if the oil agreement, the oil cartel, holds to reduce production, what effect do you think that's going to have on the oil price this year? And also, how much will it stimulate GCC economies if the price does rise?
Well, we take the view that oil prices are still in a rebalancing phase. Our forecast for this year is $45 to $60 a barrel, which is about $5 to $10 higher than last year. So we think it's an ongoing story, a recovery story.
So the average oil price, do you think, for this year?
$57 to $60 a barrel overall, the trading range $45 to $60.
What do you think this is going to mean for projects? Obviously, there are many small, medium, and very large projects starting or underway in the UAE and Saudi, the success of which will create quite a lot of jobs and regenerate and create new economic areas. What's your view on whether there's sufficient project finance available in the current climate to allow these mega projects to remain on schedule? And we've heard this morning about some of the banks balking at the terms for the Dubai Metro extension. Is finance going to be available? And what does it mean for these projects?
Yeah, well, big headlines last year for so many certain projects being cancelled. We think as time goes by, probably in the second half of the year, and the market gets more comfortable, obviously with the ongoing rebalancing, as we're saying, in the oil price, that financing will come back. So challenges in the short term, and we think more available coming into the second half of the year.
So, Alan, what does this mean for where we put our money? A lot of people have got money in this part of the world, but they're sitting on the sidelines because of all the uncertainty. There comes a point where you can't just keep your cash under the mattress and you have to put it to work. So when people ask you that question, what kind of answers can you give them?
Yeah, well, the real rate of return in terms of what you can get in the markets has been quite volatile. I think as people get more comfortable with a steadier oil price, which we're beginning to see in the last 6 months or so, there will be a slow move back towards things like equities. Certainly the MENA bond markets have been quite resilient, and we think that will be...
Well, let's talk about the bond market, because you're a bond guy, aren't you? Lots of your previous positions have been in the fixed income market internationally, but also here in Dubai and the UAE. Is there good value for investors buying into the bond market at the moment?
Well, there's two tailwinds if you want to look at specific things. We're quite excited about the new issue, obviously, that was started by the Saudi bond issue last year. We think there's going to be some follow-through in places like Kuwait. And as the market gets used to good, solid issuers coming in, it becomes something that's more stabilised and people want to really put some more money in.
Are the issuers giving enough, particularly the new issuers, to investors to entice them? I mean, for example, one of our top stories today is the financing of the Dubai Metro. Reuters saying some banks are just saying at 2% above LIBOR, above base rate, that's just not enough to compensate for the risk we're taking. Are the bond, either Islamic or conventional issues that we're getting from the governments and the big companies here, do they offer enough to tempt investors? Can you, hand on heart, say to your investors, yeah, that's a good deal, 3-4%, take it?
I mean, globally, interest rates still remain very low, so there is still going to be demand for even bonds that give 200 basis points over. Certainly, if you look at Middle East bonds compared to Asian bonds, they're still very good value and very attractive. And if the oil price goes up, then I think there's going to be a more flow of money coming into these markets.
Richard mentioned there the sort of the risk that the banks would be asked to take on some of these projects. How would you define risk in terms of big government projects in this region at the moment?
Well, people are looking at how long these projects are going to be funded for. Is there going to be a rate of return at the end of it? I think we had a lot of stories last year that suggested the really long-term infrastructure project financing are probably not on the table for some investors, but really 20 to 30 years in any infrastructure play is quite standard.
What about buying international assets? The dollar's really strong at the moment, the dirham's really strong at the moment, so if we want to go shopping for assets, particularly in Europe, it's game on, isn't it? Sterling's on the floor, the euro is very weak. Does that present an opportunity? How do you factor that into your decisions?
I mean, in terms of our outlook this year, our favoured markets are the US and European stock markets. We think that with a lot of risk-taking that wasn't taking place last year, investors will be looking to get into those markets, and the real rate of return in those equity markets is much higher than you're getting in bond investments.
Even though we've seen such a rally, I mean, Malcolm, you're talking every morning about the Dow's almost at 20,000, but it's record highs, FTSE's at record highs. That for guys like you in your industry, that always sounds warning bells, isn't it? You know, buy at the bottom, sell at the top. But you think even though we're hitting these record highs, there's still value buying in at these levels?
Well, last year the price to earnings ratio of the Dow Jones looked fairly valued, and as we've gone into earnings season and the forward price to earnings ratio of the US stock market, it's coming down to a level of more like 17 or 18, which still looks attractive. And you have to, of course, factor in that a lot of funds have had their money on the sideline, as you say. They've been putting them into investments while avoiding risk, and that is coming back into the equity markets.
Well, staying with equities, Saudi Arabia is obviously going to be in focus this year for a number of reasons. But on the stock side, the Tadawul, the local stock market's potential inclusion in the MSCI Emerging Market Index in 2018, and also on Saudi Aramco's much-anticipated IPO. Many big-name international companies here, headquartered in Dubai regionally, blue chips, who would love to hear positive stories about Saudi Arabia. Can you make them happy?
Well, the National Transformation Plan, the 2030, is a serious and ambitious plan. We think that the Saudis are slowly moving towards that, along with the rebalancing of oil and the growth that we think is going to be more positive going into 2018 onwards. We think the Saudi market will gain more traction. There's a lot of reforms going in terms of opening up the stock market. The Saudi Aramco IPO, I think, would herald a new change.
In terms of those sort of getting a buzz, I mean, that's something that is quite in the future. In terms of actually the sort of people on the street saying, yeah, things are going well, when do you think that's likely to filter through?
Well, we think there's a lag effect. We already think that the Saudis, with their proposed reforms, have already undertaken and embarked on this huge change. It will take some time, and it will take a number of investors to get used to the fact that things are moving very, very slowly, but they are moving in the right direction. It's a big, big sea change for that country.
Well, listen, thank you very much, Lou, for joining us. Alan Marcus, Director and Head of Investment Strategy at MBAED. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.